This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Engagement in game, the emotional engagement has been sort of difficult in previous years. Is it just really as simple as laying a big hit, making a big play, and just get everybody going?
We talk about everybody physically getting involved, like getting, you know, cutting people off in the neutral zone, getting in front of people, ending plays in the D zone. Like, I've liked what we've done in the D zone where, you know, we're getting out quickly, and it starts with physically engaging with your guy in the corner. And then when we get up ice, it's, you know, trying to get the really good puck support so we can get pressure. So, you know, our F1 can be right on top of them, then our next guy can be right on top of them. And I think we're getting better at that. Our last two games, there's, you know, I think we're making big strides when it comes to our offensive play and getting people in the right place and taking their time away and creating turnovers and takeaways. So just each day, putting a couple drills in where we're trying to focus in on getting better at different areas.
The anticipation that Greenway has, it seems like at times he knows where they're going before they do. I mean, is that something that just is a sense he has that you can't teach, or because he seems so good at it?
I think it is, Paul. He's a very strong defensive player. Like his knowledge of the game and the understanding of probably where that next play is going to be. He's always on the right side of the puck. He's always doing the right thing. I think it's a commitment, but I think it's also a readability where he just knows. Years of experience probably help too. But he is one guy that when you're looking for a strong shift away from the puck, and you put him on the ice, you're going to get it.
With Samuelson, how can a little less ice time than the last couple of years and slightly different role maybe help you guys as a team and not only help them?
Well, I think, you mentioned, we're at the pace we want to play at. It's harder to play big minutes because we want – I don't want players, I call it taking time off during a shift. So you got to get up ice. You got to be quick to close through the neutral zone. So if you're getting up ice, your gap is good. That eliminates a lot of entries. So as a defenseman, there's a lot of work you got to do. Talk about winning your support race, getting back for pucks. You win the support race, we get first touch. Or your partner gets first touch, we're getting second touch, and we feel if we get second touch, we should be out of the zone again. And it's an area that we really wanted to improve in from last year, just get out of the zone quicker.
You went 7-8 months without playing a regular season game because of the shoulder. I mean, did you feel like this game against Florida that you started to see the decision-making and maybe him looking more comfortable?
I did. I thought he closed on people better. I thought some of his D zone was quicker to people. Probably one, the one play where the guy skated all the way up ice and kind of got a chance was a play that, if he's gapped up and just a little bit quicker, if I wanted to bring up a negative, I guess.
You got Dennis Gilbert's first game out of the way against Florida, and he went the 11-7, and it was certainly, I'm sure, a big moment for him, and you went through that with Coletta, having a local guy. Just in those 5 minutes, we saw a couple hits, and is it just good to get that first one out of the way for him?
I think it is. I think we know what he can offer our club. And, you know, we're fortunate right now. If, you know, we get JJ back, we probably only have one guy that's, you know, on the injured list with Nicholas. So, you know, it's tough to get him in with the way the D are playing, but it was good to, you know, get him in a game because we knew that physically he was going to be there for us. And, you know, if things got a little out of hand, we know that he can help us out in that area.
The first back-to-back was obviously unusual circumstances with the whole European trip and everything. This one is a little more NHL normal. I know you studied this area a lot in the summer, and Adam, what do you want to see from this club now to kind of arrest the problem of back-to-backs that cropped up last year?
Well, I thought we played a strong game in game one in Prague, like even numbers-wise, pretty strong game. A hot goaltender kind of, you know, cooled us off in that game. Second game was a game where, you know, you're playing on a short amount of time, and we gave up way too many big-time chances, rush chances. The part I really like is, you know, in the meetings after that, everybody recognized that you just can't go running all over the place. You can't make high-risk plays. You're in a back-to-back. Don't give up the high-quality chances. But you have to play a smarter game in back-to-back games. Or a lot of times your energy can't match the team you're playing if they're not playing back-to-back.
I think the kind of grit you're going to get out of last game stuff. Did the fact that he had committed a couple offensives on penalties play in your decision at all?
A little bit of... You know, a little bit of that, Paul. Some of it is you looked at the roster, and to get Denny in, we just looked at, you know, I thought Krebs had played really well. His compete was at a real high level, was doing a little bit more. We know we're going to need everybody. I mean, you know, could have taken maybe a younger guy out, but the decision to take him out was just basically on a couple penalties on play, you know, what you're bringing. And, you know, I think through preseason we saw a lot of good stuff. But we need more. And, I've had meetings with several players about, you know, the compete level has to be at a high level. And we expect that out of all our guys.
About the way Yuri Kulik has played away from the puck?
I really think his play away from the puck is I think, improved. I haven't been around him, but I've watched a lot about him. I think that part, he has really tried to pay attention to detail, be in the right place, support the puck when he needs to support it, strong on the walls when he needs to be, tracking back. So, you know, his game is, for me, it's in a real good place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Ralava?
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.